This is Patricia Nalesky, director of the CB Green Space Community Garden, with Weed Talk, a short segment about all things garden in Colonial Beach. This time, we are talking about cornflowers, those blue flowers usually seen at the edge of, well, cornfields. In town, if you look at the fence line behind the love sign at the community garden, you can see them intermingled with the blue irises this time of year. They aren't natives, and they aren't actually weeds, but rather old-fashioned ornamentals known as bachelor's buttons. Because a weed is often defined as a plant in the wrong place, farmers try to keep cornflowers out of the cornfield. But flower gardeners can truly appreciate this not quite a weed. In fact, recently, two CB Green Space gardeners, Therese Wolf and Pam Eisensmith, rescued 20 plants from the community vegetable garden. They replanted the flowers into the rain garden in front of the Colonial Beach Community Center. What do cornflowers have going for them? Though they aren't a host plant for any butterflies or moths, the flowers provide a quick snack for pollinators seeking nectar. But if you must remove these flowers from your yard, consider this. The leaves are a real powerhouse in the compost. Each cornflower plant is high in calcium, manganese, magnesium, iron, copper, zinc, boron, selenium, and other trace minerals. Nutritious plants in the compost create nutritious soil. That's all for now, and remember, we'd love to see you in the garden sometime.